WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station motorists have another obstacle. Holloman is closed between Welburn and Merriam Pugh until at least 7:30 tonight. That's after a car struck a railroad crossing arm, knocking it across the tracks. Union Pacific can't get a repair crew to the scene until today. A Navasota school bus was involved in a head-on crash in Brazos County yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision was on FM 159 just outside of Milliken.
We had a southbound Dodge pickup truck enter into the path of a northbound school bus head-on.
The driver of the truck was taken to a College Station hospital with serious injuries. Two children on the bus driver, and a bus driving instructor were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A third student on the bus was picked up by a parent. A celebration of Blinn College's partnership with the Texas A&M system was held in Bryan yesterday.
Officials at the college and Blinn Foundation recognized System Chancellor John Sharp and the foundation's late chairman, Walt Shane Vogel of Brenham, who died unexpectedly in late July. The chairman of the system's Board of Regents, Charles Schwartz, graduated from Blinn, and his father's a former Blinn president. Schwartz's relationship with Sharp began while attending Shane Vogel's wedding reception.
One of the bridesmaids at that reception was named Charlotte Han. And Charlotte Han brought her boyfriend, indeed, I think it may have even been her fiancé, to that reception. The boyfriend slash fiancé's name was John Sharp. How about that for a small world?
Sharp also recalled the Shane Vogel's wedding reception.
And I had just proposed to this girl named Charlotte Han, and we go to that wedding, and she's a bridesmaid in your wedding. And that wedding, I could see Charlotte taking notes. I figure that wedding of Charlotte and Walt cost my father-in-law at least $50,000 more than putting on that wedding.
At the end of the event, the Blinn Foundation announced the creation of endowed scholarships in the names of Sharp and Shane Vogel. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Activities at the Brazos County Expo barely skipped a beat while making accommodations related to Hurricane Harvey. General Manager Tom Quirrell says rescuers came from 18 states, 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops from the Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
Pretty well filled up all the ballrooms and all the exhibit halls with cots, and they slept inside, and then the next morning they picked everything up and they were deployed to Houston, and then a whole another group came in. You know, when I say group, I'm talking about, you know, in most cases it was probably three or four, maybe five or six states at a time.
Quirrell says only two events were rescheduled because out-of-town participants were not able to travel, and that the expo 2 weeks from today is the start of the Brazos Valley Fair. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
You're invited to the 22nd Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 14th at Silver Horse Ranch from 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Rich O'Toole. A tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society. Save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 22nd Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Silver Horse Ranch. Go to BrazosCattleBaronsBall.org for more info.
7:09, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, we got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Area of high pressure covers the region, stretching from San Antonio up through our area. We should be partly to mostly sunny thanks to that system today. Temperatures between 85 and 90. Overnight, it's clear, mild, 65 to 70. Start of the holiday weekend looks good. Tropical Storm Nate should stay to our east. Partly sunny with a high of 90 tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70. More sunshine, close to 90 on Sunday. More sun into Monday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights are back. We'll hear a little bit from the coaches from around the Brazos Valley, get you set for kickoff. Also, Aggie football will be kicking off tomorrow evening at 6:15 against top-ranked Alabama. Hear a little bit from defensive tackle Kingsley Kiki, how they plan on stopping Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts, as well as Jose Altuve was getting it done at the plate yesterday.
That ball's got a chance. Make it three. Are you kidding me, Altuve?
The diminutive slugger became just the second player in MLB history to smack three home runs in an ALDS game as the Astros blew past the Red Sox in game one, 8-2. We'll talk a little bit more about baseball and the other games going on this afternoon and evening, all that more coming up in sports.
So there you go. So it's Alabama.
Alabama.
Now, it's interesting because Tropical Storm Nate, which formed yesterday off the coast of Honduras, currently projected to possibly hit U.S. America, the Gulf Coast, this weekend as a hurricane.
Jeez.
National Hurricane Center says the storm could pass over Cozumel about 7 o'clock tonight, then head into the Gulf, strengthening into a Cat 1 before making landfall in or near New Orleans late Saturday night.
Can we just get a break? Like, seriously, just...
Well, we had a break for 3 weeks. See, now it's time for it again. But that reminds me, you know, in 1988, we had the Hurricane Bowl between A&M and Alabama.
Ah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all are youngsters. You didn't remember. Okay.
88.
A&M and Alabama were supposed to play in the middle of September.
Okay.
And a hurricane was going to come in, and so as a result, Bama was scared. They didn't want to come in. Yeah, they said, nah, we better not travel, so we're not going to play the game. And, of course, any number of live shots or whatevers were taken at Kyle Field at the kickoff time.
Yep.
And it was partly cloudy and really pretty nice.
Right, no rain.
Now, and the thing is, you have to... I know that Alabama's been good for a long time, but you have to remember that actually back then Alabama wasn't that good. Okay, they'd struggled through some
stuff. They were 9-3 that year.
Yeah, they were okay, but they weren't the monsters that they had
No,
been.
No.
They went ahead. I think they lost Auburn later that year. But in 1988, they came in later in the season to play the Aggies, and they beat A&M at Kyle Field.
By the way, they played three of their games that year in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. At Legion Field in Birmingham. They even played Auburn there. So I don't know if Bryant Denny was under construction. They did play some games there, so
well,
who
but
knows?
That, back in the day, Arkansas would sometimes play, you know, in Little Rock.
Well, they still do. I think they play one or two games there.
They're not going to anymore now that they put a bunch of money into their stadium in Fayetteville. Why do you put your home team on a bus for 3 hours? How stupid is
that? Well, you're trying to appeal to your fan base. Well, at least Birmingham's like, you know, 40 minutes away from Tuscaloosa.
Right. It's a big city and all this. So. Hey, so yesterday you... You had that Mike Leach thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so this morning as I'm coming in, I'm listening to those guys who really annoy me on the
Gio
zone.
And Jones.
Yeah,
Gio and Jones.
Really don't like them. And Brian Jones.
But you'll listen to him.
Well, I heard a little of him. Brian Jones, just he's a mouth. But he talked about the loudest stadiums that he had ever been in.
Right.
He said the two loudest stadiums I've been in are Kyle Field and Rich Stadium. Which is that was his first pro game.
Oh, okay.
And he mentioned the year that his junior year, the A&M in Texas played, and there was a fight during the coin toss.
Oh, nice.
And I remember that.
Oh,
I mean,
the good old days.
It's one of those days where it's just surreal. You're looking down there, you're going, okay, they are fighting on the field before the coin toss.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. But he said...
Back when the passion was still in football.
So he said, I could not hear myself at Kyle Field.
Wow.
So I thought, well, that's pretty
cool.
He's done a show from here. Yeah, he came down last time Bama was in town. Of course, that was Johnny's second year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was set up as a big matchup, and he was actually in this studio. He was doing
show. Oh, he did a show here?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so we had to deal with his throwing up the hook'em horns in the studio.
Yeah, doing a little bit of that. Yeah, that's right. Now, our studios are here for national hosts to come in anytime.
Yeah, sure. We don't mind.
Sean Hannity.
We've had a few, yeah.
Yeah.
Laura Ingram, Neil Boritz, they've all done their shows from here. All right, 714. So now we've heard of police dogs, right?
Correct.
How about that? One New Zealand precinct has a police cat.
Okay.
Yes.
Facebook video shows Tia the cat dressed in a kitty police harness.
Oh.
And I know that the cat is happy about that.
Yeah.
While joining her partner on patrol. Now, Cat down the hall was telling me that she has cats that she walks. She walks her cat.
Cat really? Does a lot of things.
Cat does. And puts a little harness on him.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would try to do that if I had a cat.
I suppose.
Or a raccoon.
Tia's owner, Senior Constable Carrie Morrell, says that Tia doesn't usually come to work with him. So this was a special day. A spokesperson for the police department says Tia was helping out.
Oh.
At crime scenes. What, sniffing around?
What?
A police spokesman says she's also pretty good at admin, paperwork, and the odd bit of light typing.
Of course.
But her favorite thing is nap time.
Well, there you are.
Oh, that Wouldn't sounds like
be?
Me.
Wouldn't it be? Hey, all right. Now, Zach had a hurricane boat adventure.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Now, what cruise company were you on?
Carnival.
Okay. Now, the reason I ask is because Royal Caribbean reportedly being sued for allegedly pressing passengers into they're booked on a cruise into traveling to Houston as Hurricane Harvey was coming in to hit the area.
Right.
The Liberty of the Seas was scheduled to leave Galveston on August the 27th, but Hurricane Harvey made landfall on the 25th. And so clearly, you know, Houston is the nearest major airport near Galveston, so people weren't able to fly into Houston able to get to Galveston to get on the Liberty of the Seas voyage. And it was finally canceled on August the 27th. But the lawsuit says, had the cruise been canceled a day or two earlier, just like Carnival did, then these passengers would not have been trapped in Houston in the path of Hurricane Harvey and subjected to 5 or 6 days of terror, hardship, and inconvenience in a place foreign to them.
Look, you make the call on that. Ultimately, it's your decision. It's not the Carnival. It's not the cruise's decision. If you're if you're worried about it being canceled, you can say, "Look, I've seen the weather.
Right.
I've seen the map. We're not going." And I'm sure that they would give you your money back if you voiced your concerns with the customer service.
Well, and that's also why you book travel insurance or trip insurance because stuff like this happens. I mean, the hurricane was a little odd. So, you know, it's not like just normal rain that canceled a flight or something. But I had a friend who her parents, so Zach, whatever day y'all were supposed to get back, it sounded like they were supposed to leave.
Yeah.
And it was like the day before and they had still heard nothing from the cruise.
Oh, really?
Now they live here, so just driving to Galveston wasn't not as big of a deal,
right.
But still, they were, they were in kind of a tight spot. So I guess eventually something happened. I never asked, later because I was relaying the information. Yeah, we have two guys that I work with are stuck on a boat because they can't get back. She goes, oh, my gosh, I think, so-and-so's parents are supposed to go out on that boat after they return and say, well, they're not coming back. So
stuck being the operative word here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a reasonable concern. Yeah, but you can say, okay, see this thing in the ocean? I'm not coming to Houston because of that. And
right.
I think the boat folks would have to say, we get that. We understand
so,
that.
So interesting. Kind of along the lines of that, the very next weekend on Monday, Monday was Labor Day, I was supposed to travel to Atlanta that weekend. I was going to go to a ball game, and I'd actually put in to take off on Monday. And with everything going on and coming into work late and stuff, I was like, look, I can't do that. We were supposed to fly out of Houston. And so I was able to get in touch with Airbnb. Now, typically, Airbnb, you work directly with the host, and they can set however they want to have the cancellation fee.
Right.
And so I get in touch with the guy, and he goes, oh, yeah, well, the 50% back or whatever, he had the strict policy.
Uh-huh.
The 50% back that you could have gotten is already passed. I can't give you anything else unless somebody books it.
Okay. Mm.
And so I said, well, that's kind of messed up. You know, it's a hurricane. I can't really, dictate what the weather's going to do. So I got in touch with Airbnb, and they refunded my entire money.
Yeah, oh, good. Wow.
Now,
nice.
The guy might have been a little upset, but, right. That's...
Well, no, but he's being a jerk in a case
yeah.
like that.
We had a river trip planned for the weekend of Hurricane Harvey, and the Airbnb woman let us reschedule for next summer. So she, she said it was too close. She couldn't refund the money or didn't want, let me change that. She didn't want to refund the money, but she did let us reschedule and said we could even reschedule next summer. Just later that season. So that was really nice because that would have been a couple $1,000s because it's a big home, like right on the river.
Sure,
but
sure.
There was no way we were getting there.
Yep. I understand. That's anything. Airbnb, the company's pretty good, I think, about
Yeah, I was
going to
say, good for you for contacting Airbnb. I would have just been like, well, that stinks.
Yeah, and we got pretty much all of our money back except for the baseball tickets we had paid for. I had to put those up, and we got some money back.
See, that's the way professional sports are just like that.
Yeah, but the airline that we booked through Spirit because we're cheap.
Yep.
And, and they at least gave us a refund, not necessarily a refund, but credit towards another trip, and I'm going to be going to Vegas in February. And I was like, well, I can use that. So there you go.
Oh, I can imagine. A Spirit flight to Vegas, that's probably
I've done it.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Last summer.
I've flown to Philadelphia from Dallas
that's
on Spirit.
Not
I've never,
the
had,
same.
I've
no,
never
no.
had a problem with
I'm talking about Vegas, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about just the people?
Just the idea that, you're going to Vegas.
Well,
and
at least I know the Cash Me Outside girl and her mom aren't going to be there.
Let me tell you, the coming home on a Spirit airline from Vegas is very, very quiet flight.
Yeah, I was going to say, very depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a lot of bad decisions that they're thinking about now.
Or they're still hungover drunk.
They
come
back, open their email from their credit card company and all that.
Yeah.
All right, so Barney Smith is an artist with a particular medium that's made him somewhat famous. He was inspired both by his career and as a plumber and his father's taxidermy work. Odd combinations.
Mm-hmm.
To begin making art out of toilet seats.
Of course.
Like you
nice.
Would. And he's been at it for 50 years.
Wow.
That work has grown into a collection of 1,317 decorated toilet seats at Barney's Smith's Toilet Seat Art Museum.
Nice.
In San Antonio.
Oh. Yes.
Hey.
A new attraction
Making
on
a
the list.
It's the only museum of its kind in the world. I'm shocked. There are none others.
Shocked.
So as a result, visitors come from all over the world. He's 96 years old. Now he's looking for a buyer for his collection. But not just a buyer will do. He wants somebody who will keep the collection together in a museum.
Did his kids not want that, I guess?
And
him kids?
Okay, look. If he's got kids, they're like 65, 70, something
that
like that.
That is true. He needs somebody young
like
to
a grandchild.
Carry on
yeah, and again, toilet seats. Mm. Who could ask for more?
And
right?
it's like some of them have license plates on them. There's a one for the view with all the pictures.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, it looks like something that...
It's fun.
It's fun, but it's not like, incredible art.
Well, and again, after you've seen the first, 500?
Yeah.
Isn't it time to just move on?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay for all 1,317? Is there a docent for that? Can you have like somebody who'll walk you through and explain some of them?
He's got cross toilet seats. He's got crosses.
Okay.
Oh,
and
nice.
And a Star of David.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. That's
you can
cool.
Put up on your wall.
All right. So like ever since texting became a thing,
mm-hmm.
people in the driver's seat have been looking for ways to be able to see their phones and stuff in a kind of a safe way.
Mm-hmm.
So while texting while driving is now illegal in a lot of places, a new study shows that the worst driver distractions come from inside the car. The study commissioned by AAA says that drivers take an average of 40 seconds to fiddle around with their navigation, which, if done while moving, is 40 seconds that you're distracted. And in second place is texting, while things like making hands-free phone calls and tuning the radio are farther down the list. Tuning the radio, well, you don't have to tune the radio. Just set it and forget it, like Ron Popeil and that thing. Anyway, according to the Centers for Disease Control, nine people are killed and 1,000 are injured by distracted drivers every day.
Mm. Really?
Every day. So just because you got that thing mounted on your dash it doesn't mean you're not being distracted.
Right, absolutely.
Just, I mean, yes, you're not holding it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but that doesn't really solve the problem.
Or moms trying to hit their kids in the back seat with the shoe or something.
They could do that. Or don't make me stop this car.
Don't you make me pull this car over.
That's exactly right. You think you've got a dog with a long tongue? We have the world's longest tongue dog coming up.
Oh, all right. Excellent.
I know. It's maybe not the best reason to listen, but we'll also talk about the most popular candies in Texas.
Ooh, yummy.
That's coming up in the next half hour.
Books in a Blanket is a local nonprofit organization founded by two girls, Harper and Maggie. Their goal is to promote literacy and well-being across the Brazos Valley to in-need children. Books in a Blanket will be having a book drive October 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event at the University Services Complex. Please bring new or used children's books along with any monetary donations to the collection event. Log on to booksinablanket.com or twinoakslandfill.com for more information.
Hospice Brazos Valley and Slovacic Sausage present the 7th Annual Hog Splash Mud Volleyball Tournament. The Muddy Fun begins at 9 a.m. on October 14th at Slovacic's and Snook. A team of 10 little piggies is all you need for the dirtiest fun in the sun. The finest swine compete for bragging rights for first, second, and third place titles. Proceeds support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care in the Brazos Valley. Check out the website at hospicebrazosvalley.org or call Lizette Hawkins at 979-821-2266. Join us October 14th at Slovacic's in Snook. This little piggy will be there.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by the folks at Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. It's going to be about 90 today. Matter of fact, we're going to do that all the way through Columbus Day. Cools down a little bit into the lower 80s on Tuesday, but twix now and then, high temperatures right around 90 and low temperatures around 70 or so. 67, they're telling us tonight, and 70 for tomorrow night. Right now the winds are calm. Humidity's 87%, clear skies out there. And we've got 69 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Two people that President Trump fired from the Justice Department are trying to send Democrats a message. They are tamping down expectations that the special counsel Robert Mueller will deliver the goods, meaning bring any charges to get rid of Trump. Vanity Fair interviewed former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, along with the former acting Attorney General Sally Yates, who said it's going to be difficult for Mueller to prove any criminal conduct. Yates says, I know a lot of people are sort of putting all their hopes into Bob Mueller, but the fact of the matter is he's going to determine whether there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt that felonies were committed, that crimes were committed that can be used for prosecution or impeachment. Mr. Bharara warns that Mueller may not decide that there's an offense to be charged or referred to the House for impeachment. Now, if that turns out to be the case, Bharara says he'll respect that decision, and people who are on one side of the fence should respect it, too. Now, these two legal beagles know this investigation is just a fishing expedition. But let me tell you, their warnings are going to fall on deaf ears. If Mueller fails to bring charges, the die-hard Trump haters who wake up hating Trump every day, who eat, sleep, and dream of impeachment, are going to lose what's left of their minds. Count on it. This may be one reason why all the investigators are big-time Democrats, to give an investigation with no results some kind of credibility.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual Military Salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmerd, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. to nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Blinn College and Blinn's Foundation hosted more than 200 guests in Bryan yesterday at an event to celebrate the community college's partnership with the Texas A&M system.
Chancellor John Sharp brought up a relationship approaching nearly 50 years as Blinn prepares to open its first building on the system's Rellis campus next fall.
We're not doing this just because we want to continue the legacy of Onion Swartz. But we do love that legacy, and we do. I often wonder, Charles, what he would think about this bold new step that Blinn and Texas A&M are doing together. And I have come to the conclusion he would probably say, what took you 20-something years to figure this out?
Onion Swartz was Blinn's president when an agreement was made with former A&M president and system chancellor Earl Rutter. Schwartz's son, Charles, who's chairman of the A&M System Board of Regents, remembered his lifelong friend, Walt Shane Vogel of Brenham, who chaired the Blinn Foundation board until his unexpected death 6 weeks ago.
The stories about Walt are legendary. We still recall them, and there's not a glass of beer drank in Washington County by anyone that doesn't have a Walt Shane Vogel story. And we're all so richer and so pleased to have known Walt all these years.
The Blinn Foundation recognized Shane Vogel and Sharp with new endowed scholarships in their names. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An already time-consuming commute to and from Texas A&M is longer following a single car crash last night. College Station Police reports Holloman is closed between Welburn and Marion Pugh until at least 7:30 tonight. That's because a railroad crossing arm was knocked to the ground after it was struck by a car, and a Union Pacific repair crew is not able to get to the scene until today. The 10th anniversary of the Brazos County Expo has included responding to a second Texas hurricane. General Manager Tom Quarles says volunteers assisted the expo as they hosted response teams from 18 states and 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops and all their equipment from the Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
We had several restaurants in town that, just donated as many as 400 to 600 meals several times. And then we had just volunteers from the community that did know what was going on out here, and they came out and got all kinds of donations and fed a lot of these folks that were being deployed.
Quarles also responded to what he called misinformation and myths on social media about taking care of 31 rescued horses, which was done around the clock by members of the Brazos County Extension Horse Committee until they were moved to a shelter in Hempstead.
They stayed out here 24/7. They fed them three times a day and gave them all the water that they wanted and watched after them.
Among the expo's upcoming activities is the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts 2 weeks from today. The George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation has a sellout for a hurricane relief concert at Reed Arena, which will be attended by all five former living presidents. Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath says the Houston home of the former president and his wife made it through Hurricane Harvey all right, but they are heartbroken for those who lost loved ones and property.
Devastation caused by flooding is like a slow-motion train wreck. And so they have too many friends. They know that it had been impacted, and that's why I think they have the extra motivation of wanting to see these charitable efforts succeed so we can help as many people as possible.
The former president and first lady are scheduled to return to Houston from their summer home in Maine in the next week. Five people were transported to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash involving a Navasota ISD school bus yesterday morning.
The two drivers and two children were taken to Scott White in College Station. The third student was actually picked up by a parent there on scene.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound pickup truck entered the path of the school bus on FM 159 near Milliken around 6:30 a.m. The driver of the truck was transported in serious condition. Those on the bus who were transported, who also included a bus driving instructor, all had non-life-threatening injuries. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a Brian man was sentenced to 7 years in prison for two residential burglaries that took place in September of last year. The punishment for 19-year-old Sean Lee Ballum was a combination of a jury conviction for breaking into a home while three Texas A&M students were sleeping. The next night, Ballum was discovered in another home by the occupant who had walked into the kitchen. All the property taken from both burglaries was found in Ballum's home. Prosecutors also reported Ballum's sentence included guilty pleas to misdemeanor crimes of a vehicle burglary, evading arrest, family violence assault, and violating a protective order. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor here. Now, whether you're actually in the market to buy a home or just curious about a home listed for sale or considering listing your home for sale, you've probably stopped to pull a flyer from a box on a home that is listed for sale. That is, if the box isn't empty or the flyers aren't too wilted and flimsy to read. Well, let me tell you when you will never have that problem, when it's a Zweiker & Associates listing. Now, why? Because not only are they going to create a gorgeous flyer for every home and have it professionally printed on quality cardstock, they're going to highlight each home with the photos that their architectural photographer took after they came in to help stage the home. And after doing all those things, they're going to do a property check at least once per week. Oh yeah, and here's a concept for you. They're going to count the flyers. Why? Not only so that the marketing team at Zweiker & Associates can order more for their clients, also so that they can track traffic week to week. When you want it done right, you call Zweiker & Associates at zarealestate.com.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Good morning. It's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure in control, and it stays in control into the Columbus Day weekend, so we'll be forecasting relative sunshine. Good news is it's also going to keep Tropical Storm Nate off to our east. Should go into the Gulf Coast, the Louisiana, maybe as far east as Pensacola over the weekend. Sun today, 85 to 90. We're clear tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun, close to 90 tomorrow. And it's sunny Sunday with highs around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights is back. We'll hear from coaches from around the Brazos Valley as they get set for kickoff this evening. Texas Aggie football faces its biggest test of the season tomorrow against top-ranked Alabama and Crimson Tide quarterback Jalen Hurts. Aggie defensive tackle Kingsley Kiki says they need to make him feel uncomfortable back there.
We're going to try to make it harder, you know, and just make him feel uncomfortable back there.
We'll hear more from Kingsley coming up, as well as Jose Altuve blasted 3 home runs. He's only the second MLB player in history to hit 3 home runs in an ALDS game. He helped the Astros blow past the Red Sox in game one of their series 8-2 yesterday. Also, they'll be playing game two today, along with some more baseball scores and games. All that more coming up in sports.
It's not as rare as it used to be before A&M was in the SEC, having a number one ranked team in U.S. American football at your stadium.
Right.
It was kind of an unusual deal, kind of a hallmark thing, a benchmark deal. So maybe it happens every other year now, but A&M is a 25 or so point underdog.
Yes.
So for people who don't understand that, that's how many points you'd get if you wanted to go bet money. It'd be like it's 25-0 to start the game. And who will end up with the most points at the end. So pretty significant underdog at home when a lot of times, you know, they've talked about Kyle Fields, their house. So, you know,
yeah,
good
Must
noise and all that.
House.
So you do everything that you can to get an advantage for your team. My understanding is there's some Aggies who are thinking about doing something completely different.
Like put ants in their pants?
No.
Put ants. You are caught up on the ants in the pants. Holy cow.
All right, so what's the story, Zach?
So the story is there is a an Aggie fan that he was caught on the Jumbotron last week.
Uh-huh.
He has a very striking resemblance to Jesus, and he is now being dubbed 12th Man Jesus. And there is a petition out that they want him to lead the team out on the field for this Saturday. It's gotten almost 4,000 signatures.
Absolutely not. Well, there's not going to happen.
There's some folks that are a little perturbed about this, namely the older folks there, because, you know.
The dance team barely gets to go out
Don't be changing up our Aggie football with the dang DJ and da-da-da-da. Yeah. And let's face it,
Aggie Jesus. Okay.
Nobody cares if they're winning. By the way, holy cow. No, I was completely wrong. It has almost 10,000.
Oh, now it's got 10,000.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Wow. It jumped up a little bit. But his name is Sam Tommaso.
Okay.
He's on the Aggie water skiing team.
Oh, sure.
And he was caught on the Jumbotron last week. He has long flowing hair, as you can imagine. He was shirtless with a number 12 shaved into his chest.
Oh,
and whoever was
on the Jumbotron.
Right.
Yep.
And whoever was in charge of the shaving is incredible. Because
very good hair artist.
Yes. But he's got a long flowing beard, and he was rocking the heavenly divine look on Saturday. And you know the Aggies need all the help they can get, including some divine intervention.
Caller
on Saturday.
Yeah, unfortunately, I already sold my soul to the devil to win this game.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. So.
Well, and I love the idea of he looks just like Jesus, because we've all seen the photographs of Jesus, right?
Oh, yeah, we all know what
Jesus
looks like.
Do we want to even go there? Yeah.
So, anyway. You know.
So, again, traffic, we're probably not talking to the right people. We probably need to be talking to students about this Holloman Drive
thing. I included it in my Candy 95 news.
They're
so
not awake
hopefully
yet.
They're paying attention but I doubt it. Yeah. You know, I mean, usually they hear talking and they change the channel.
Yeah, even if they're awake right now for their 8 o'clock class.
Yeah.
They're going, how did I get an 8 o'clock
class
on
a Friday? Dumb move
going,
there.
Well, and that's what happens. As soon as they see that the road is closed, they're just going home.
Oh, yeah. But I couldn't get there. My road was closed.
And that's the deal. Of course, if you're trying to head east on Holloman, that's not so big a deal because you can go up, you know, there are other ways. But if you're trying to head west on Holloman crossing Welborn Road, there's not much way to get there till you go up to George Bush. But just in case you
used to live over by there.
Yeah, just in case you have to do that thing.
Yep.
So we'll see. Mm. So now, why do most league championship and World Series games go to 6 or 7 games? Why do teams in smaller towns not make it to the Super Bowl as much?
It's all rigged.
That's it. Are games like the World Series and Super Bowl, quote, predetermined?
Ooh.
According to a survey, 24% of women, 19% of men believe without a doubt
the winner of big games like the series and the Super Bowl are picked in advance.
What?
No.
And it's all about right. money.
I just
Who
choose.
Needs it the most?
No, I cannot believe that as a sports fan. I cannot.
If that was the case, the Kansas City Royals would not have won the World Series a couple of years
ago.
Well,
no, they let the Littles win every once in a while. See, just
to keep our guard
down. Yeah, exactly.
Just so that you think that that's okay.
Well, why on earth would the NFL let the New England Patriots win and just completely put a big muddy face on Roger Goodell after the whole Tom Brady deal? Like, that doesn't make sense. That would not help the league.
Would not.
At least not help his
Someone
image.
Texted in about our Jesus and said, at the Last Supper portrait, if Jesus was shirtless, he did have a 12 on his chest for the 12 disciples.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
Exactly. All right, so somebody poured over 10 years of sales data to find out which type of Halloween candy each state buys the most of.
Okay.
So now really what we're probably talking about is what each state hands out the most.
Okay? Yeah.
Overall, the favorite candy is?
Snickers.
Candy corn.
Oh, really? It's cheap and people can hand it out.
If some person gave me candy corn, I'm throwing it right back in their face.
That's probably what it is it's cheap. Candy corn took the top spot in six different states. Alabama.
Of course.
What would you expect?
Of course.
Yeah. Indiana, Michigan, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and South Carolina. Next is Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
They were number one in five states.
I can get on board with that.
Okay. Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Nebraska, New York. Five different states took the top spot in five different candies took the top spot in four states, like M&M's, Milky Way, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, and Tootsie Pops. Skittles and Starburst did pretty well in three states. There are a few standalones. For instance, Almond Joy, number one in Connecticut.
What?
Yeah.
I love Almond Joy.
Yeah. Hershey's Kisses, number one in Nevada.
Aww.
Lemon Heads in Louisiana. Okay. Three Musketeers in Mississippi and Lifesavers in Delaware.
Lifesavers.
Strangely enough, Georgia buys more Swedish fish.
Ooh, I love Swedish fish.
Really?
Yes.
The
nice part about the non-chocolate is that it doesn't melt
easily. Sure.
So, although I like Almond Joys, that was a bit of a shock because they're so unique with the coconut and the almond. I could see why people wouldn't like them.
Alaska is the only state where
they don't
Twix
celebrate
is
Halloween.
Number one. No, Twix is number one. Montana.
Ooh, Twix is good.
Yeah, yeah, Twix is delicious.
Montana has the lamest Halloween candy. Gum.
What? I've never gotten gum. Maybe bubble gum, I guess. Maybe.
Besides, in Montana, most places you have to travel like 50 miles to go trick-or-treating.
Sure, that's exactly right.
Someone made a really good point there on our text line that candy corn is often used to decorate. So think of like glass jars or, you know, different places in the house where you can put decorations. Candy corn, A, it doesn't like melt or go bad.
Sure,
and
sure.
It's appealing to the eye because it's got the orange and the yellow.
And you wash it off and you can use it next year.
Exactly. Exactly. And so even though people are buying it, they might not be eating it.
Two surprising snubs, Butterfingers and Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Which are both good choices.
They were not number one anywhere. There were two and three in some other places. Oh. So Tetzes, look at here. Number three in Texas is Almond Joy.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well,
some people don't like almonds. They don't like coconut.
Well, Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
I love Mounds because it's dark chocolate.
It's dark chocolate. Mm. Number two is Reese's Cups.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And number one, because it's homemade, the number one candy in Texas is Starburst. Make them in Waco.
I was like, homemade? Really? You're not supposed to eat homemade candy cookies, Scott.
No, they make them
right
up the
road. That was against the rules back in the day.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your candy stuff there. And you know, if you want to go, can you imagine you open the door and you hand them a request sheet? I'd like this and this. Do you have any of this?
I know.
Just buy the variety pack with all the little snack-sized chocolate bars.
You know what I really like? That's a good idea, too, are the caramel apple pops. They're like lollipops.
Oh, yeah.
And they're green apple flavor, but then they're dipped in caramel.
And they get stuck to the roof of your mouth.
No kidding.
But they take forever to eat, which is why they're so great.
That's probably a good thing. Well, they used to be. I don't know if they still make them. Slowpoke? They still make Slowpoke?
Yeah.
Which is that whole kind of, which is just kind of a chunk of caramel.
Right. Oh, they're not as popular as they used to be.
Of course, the dentists love those because it holds the sugar.
Especially if you have braces,
Dude, that works. All right, so 7:48, and we got sports right around the corner.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I used to believe there was such a thing as perfect families. It started with the Brady Bunch. The parents were loving, the kids always seemed happy, and what few problems they had were easily solved. As I grew older, I wondered if everybody else around me had a perfect family too. That's how they all looked from the outside. I'm sure you know what I mean. We've all looked at coworkers, people at church, or friends on social media and thought, wow, that family's got it all together. The truth is, they don't. We all wear a public face that shows us in our best and happiest times. The rest, well, we keep it private. My wife and I don't snap pictures of our kids when they bring home a bad grade from school. We don't pose for selfies when we lose our patience or when we're arguing with one another. I doubt you record those less than perfect moments either. Neither do your friends. All of those smiling kids on Facebook probably talk back to their parents or lie occasionally to get out of trouble. And I'm sure the parents snap at their kids from time to time too, instead of patiently listening. Perfect families simply don't exist, and if they did, I'm certainly not the guy who could tell you how to make your family perfect. But you and I are both in luck, because the goal, it isn't perfection. It's a family that's healthy and strong, and that means mom, dad, and the kids love each other, and they handle their problems with patience and respect. Anybody can work toward that. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. A&M Consolidated is still undefeated following last week's 35-31 win over Waco. This week, Coach Lee Fedora's squad heads west to take on state powerhouse Temple.
They had a lot of losses last year, but made it all the way state, and that's what I told our kids. They don't quit. They know, you know, our second season has started now. This is the most important season because you got to win games to get in the playoffs, and we know it's going to be a challenge.
Kickoff between the 5-0 Tigers and 3-2 Wildcats is at 7:30 with broadcast right here on WTAW. Bryan sits at 1-3 on the season following last week's heartbreaking 35-34 loss to College Station. It's yet another tough test this week as Coach Ross Rogers and the guys head to Navasota for homecoming.
Like a lot of us, you kind of get down to two or three games you can possibly have homecoming, and since we're non-district, it makes sense that we are. And I know that last year was a close game at the end, and I think they'd love to beat the Bryan Vikings.
Now, on the other side, the Rattlers are riding a two-game win streak, and Coach Patrick Goodman hopes they can keep that momentum going tonight.
They're excited about the wins. It just, I mean, you just have to watch it, to watch them to see the mentality, how they're doing it. I mean, and they're keeping that little hype, as we call it. You know, they go out and they're flying around.
Things get underway at 7 o'clock at Rattlers Stadium. The Navasota broadcast will be on Willie 97.7 with Brian coverage on Sports Radio 1150. College Station is off to a hot start in district after rallying past Bryan last week 35-34. Coach Steve Huff says he learned a lot about his team in the win.
There's no panic. No panic switch clicked at halftime. They knew they'd go out and take care of business if they would just quit some of the silly stuff. And so I went out and effort was high and enthusiasm was high, and I really liked what they did.
And the 3-2 Cougars return home tonight to take on the winless Waco University Trojans. Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on the Zone 102.7 FM. Rutter is currently winless on the year, but that slate will be wiped clean when it kicks off district play tonight in Waco. Here's Coach Greg Morgan.
They're excited to compete in this district because it's one of the, maybe the toughest district in 5A. Of course, I think everybody in our district would say that, but you know, I think our kids are excited about playing.
Kickoff between the 0-4 Rangers and 3-2 Lions is at 7:30 on Willie 1550. Elsewhere, Allen Academy hosts Alpha Omega Academy at 7 o'clock, and undefeated Buffalo welcomes Bruceville Eddy to town at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. St. Joe's and Brazos Christian have the week off. Fighting Texas Aggie football faces its toughest challenge of the season tomorrow as it welcomes top-ranked Alabama to town. Now, the Crimson Tide sport a talented dual-threat quarterback in Jalen Hurts, a fact not lost on Aggie defensive tackle Kingsley Kiki.
We're going to have to, like, collapse the pocket on him. We don't want him to get out and start running because he's a dangerous runner. So we're going to try and make it hard on him, you know, and just make him feel uncomfortable back there.
Hopefully Kingsley and the guys can do just that when the Aggies host the Tide tomorrow at 6:15. The Fan Zone show gets underway at 3 p.m. right here on WTAW. 19th-ranked Aggie soccer picked up its fifth consecutive win last night, blanking Alabama 2-0 at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White improved to 9-2-1 overall and 4-1 in SEC play. The Houston Astros opened up their division series against the Boston Red Sox yesterday afternoon.
That ball's got a chance. Make it three! Are you kidding me, Altuve?
Steve Sparks with a call on Astros radio. The Astros diminutive slugger became just the second player in MLB history to smack three homers in a division game as Houston rolled over Boston 8-2. Justin Verlander tossed six solid innings for the Astros, who will host the Sox again this afternoon at 1:05. Meanwhile, Trevor Bauer took a no-hitter into the sixth inning, and Jay Bruce belted a two-run dinger as the Cleveland Indians blanked the New York Yankees 4-0 last night. Game two of that series is today at 4 p.m. Well, things will get cracking in the National League this evening. The Cubs and Nationals kick off their division series in D.C. at 6:31, and the Dodgers host the Diamondbacks out in L.A. at 9:30. And Tom Brady passed for a touchdown, and Steven Gostkowski hit four field goals as the New England Patriots edged the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night 19-14. And the Dallas Stars kick off their season tonight at home against the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the new expansion team. Things are underway at 7:30 at the American Airlines Center. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Fordham Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 7th, it's cattle ID options for theft prevention. Livestock theft continues to be a problem, but marking your animals can help prevent it. This class will explore the many identification and theft prevention options available this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedise, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, turns out Donald Trump does think before he tweets.
What?
Yes, and even seeks the counsel of his ex-wife Ivana Trump when doing so.
Okay.
New interview on CBS Sunday Morning set to air this weekend. Ivana says that despite the fact they divorced in 1992, the president is still a big part of her life. They talk weekly, and he seeks her input often on whether or not he should hit that tweet button.
Well, I'm just saying, Donald, you might want to rethink that.
She's on that one. Okay. So, again,
might want to rethink that.
Well, that way, what? He can blame it on her if there's a big...
Maybe.
I think he thinks that there are no hard feelings here.
Oh, could be. Well, anyway, there's he gets pushback already, so it's not like... Yeah. And the game show dude of the week honors goes to Austin Rogers, who has won $278,000 on Jeopardy in a little over a week.
Wow.
So the New York City bartender hinted on Good Morning America that there may not be a system or a code, but if you watch enough, you'll start seeing things repeat. Austin's made history with more winnings in the shortest amount of time. He said, I did my homework. I gamed the show. I want the money, and he's got it.
What is crazy?
That's, and I've never heard of the guy, but again, that is a bunch of money. Well, it could be. We'll see if we can find some video of that. All right, look for a high temperature today near 90. Actually, next few days it'll be that way, and about 70 at night. It's 69 degrees now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 8 o'clock.